This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Callum Robertson and with me today is Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hello, Callum.
Now, today we're going to be talking about two of my favourite pastimes.
And what are they?
Well, cycling and eating. And we're going to be looking at the language of a story about a new scheme in Denmark, which features a strong connection between those two activities. Before we start, though, as always, a question for you, Rosie, and a very difficult one this week, I think. It's about cycling in Copenhagen, which is the capital of Denmark. Now, there are many, many cyclists there. It's a very cycle-friendly city. Now, according to the Copenhagen government's statistics, how many kilometres are cycled in total every day by people living and working in Copenhagen? Is it A, 1.2 million kilometres? B, 1.6 million kilometres, or C, 2.1 million kilometres. And I can give you a clue if you like.
Yes, please.
The clue is the population of Copenhagen is about 1.6 million.
Right. Well, I know that cycling is very popular in Copenhagen, and I'm sure if people cycle, they're going to cycle more than 1 kilometre a day. So I'm going to go for 2.1 million kilometres.
OK, C, 2.1 million kilometres. We'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. So what is the connection between Denmark, cycling and food? Well, a hotel in Copenhagen has started offering guests a free meal if they make electricity for the hotel by cycling. Do you like that idea, Rosie?
I think that's brilliant. I might have to go to this hotel. How far do you have to cycle to get a meal then?
Well, that's a very good question. And we're going to find the answer by listening to part of a report by the BBC's Sean Fanning. How long does someone need to cycle to get a main course?
Guests will have to produce at least 10 watt-hours of energy, roughly 15 minutes of cycling for someone of average fitness, to qualify for a main course.
So, Rosie, how long will it take to earn a meal?
About 15 minutes, apparently.
Now, that doesn't sound too bad, does it? It's not long to be cycling to get a free meal.
No, not long at all.
No, so why do you think the hotel's doing this?
I think they might be doing it as a publicity stunt or a gimmick.
Now, that's a good expression, a publicity stunt or a gimmick. Could you explain a little bit about what you mean by those terms?
I suppose I mean that they're trying to get noticed by the media because they'll be written about or be on TV or the radio and then they'll get free advertising.
Well, indeed, we're talking about them, aren't we?
Exactly, so, yeah.
Yeah. So it is a new hotel. So it does sound like, a special opening offer. But 15 minutes, you're not going to make a lot of electricity in that time, I would have thought. Let's listen to some more of the report to find out why the hotel is doing this. And in this section, we hear that the hotel agrees that not much energy will be produced. But we do hear what the point is, what the reason is. Listen out for that. Here's Sean Fallon again.
The hotel management concedes that each cyclist will only produce enough to power a couple of light bulbs, but says the point is to encourage guests to think about their consumption of energy.
So the guests will only make enough electricity for a couple of light bulbs. So what is the point?
Well, according to report, the point is to encourage guests to think about their consumption of energy, which means to make them think about how much energy they use. It sounds more like an environmental message, really.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I wonder if that would work. If I was sitting on that bicycle, pedalling away, I don't know if I would be thinking about how much energy I use. I think I would be thinking about what I was going to have for my free meal. But to be fair, this hotel does want to be green and environmentally friendly. And apparently the outside of the hotel is also covered in solar panels, so they make energy from the sun. Denmark itself is a very environmentally aware country, and as we'll hear now in the last part of today's report, Sean Fallon talks about another form of renewable energy used in Denmark. Listen out for this information. What other form of renewable energy does Sean mention, and how much of Denmark's energy does it provide?
The idea of getting guests to cycle to generate electricity chimes with heightened awareness of green issues in Denmark, which boasts one of the most cycle-friendly capital cities and heavy investment in renewable energy, including wind farms, which generate a fifth of the country's electricity.
Well, Rosie, what other renewable energy source does he mention, and how much of Denmark's energy does it provide?
He mentions wind power, which provides a fifth of their energy, or 20%.
Right, now that seems to be quite a lot, a very high percentage of energy provided there by wind power. Well, it's nearly the end of the programme, just time to answer the question from the beginning. According to the Copenhagen government statistics, how many kilometres are cycled in total every day by people living and working in Copenhagen? Was it A, 1.2 million kilometres, B, 1.6 million kilometres, or C, 2.1 million kilometres? Rosie, you said...
I said C, 2.1 million kilometres.
Well, the correct answer is actually 1.2 million kilometres. Now, although the population is 1.6 million, they don't all cycle every day. Well, that's all from us today. Do join us next time for another 6-Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.